الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين ما بعد فاذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, very precious time of the year has started so far because it is the first 10 days and nights of Zilhajj. And for these 10 days and nights, Allah Jalla Shanu has said in Quran, والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. So those ليال عشر, it means 10 nights. About this, it is told that these are the nights of first 10 nights of Zilhajj. And that which is even is the 10th day of Zilhajj, which is the day of Eid al-Adha. And the odd date, which is the 9th, and that is Arafah. So these all are very precious days and nights. And according to a hadith narrated by Tirmizi and Ibn Majah, these days from 1st to 8th of Zilhajj, these 8 days, are counted if someone is keeping fast in these days, so that will be counted of 1 year each. It means if one person keeps fast of these 8 days, it means they will be getting ajr of keeping fast of 8 years. MashaAllah. And as for the 9th is concerned, so the fasting, keeping fasting of this day of the 9th, of it means Arafah, it will be equal to 1,000 days fasting. And it will be, according to Muslim Sharif, kafara for 1 year back and 1 year coming. Zunub, it means sins. So if some people are knowing this already, so they would have started keeping fast in these days and these days. And these nights are like nights of Laylatul Qadr. It means these are like, it means very, very high ajr of this, yeah, for ibadat in these nights. So Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Shanu has given us chance to give this much ajr, and especially when Arafah will be coming, so these ajr will be, this ajr will be, becomes too much because Hujjaj will be performing Hajj at this time, and if they will be asking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for helps, so those who are making dua at that time along with them, inshallah, it will also be accepted. So we should also perform these things. And one thing more, it has already started, so I think there will be no need to discuss it, but for the future, one person can use it, and that is not to take nails and hairs in these days, in these 10 days, till a person slaughter his qurbani. So, inshallah, Al-Aziz, we shall be performing these. And as for the this 10th day is concerned, that is Eid al-Adha, really it is too much, if we can understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَا اللَّهُ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالِهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْهَ لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ الْعَلَىٰ مَهْدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says, neither the flesh nor it's the blood reaches Allah. Yes, it is the taqwa, piety, from your side which reaches Him. Likewise, we have subjugated them to you so that you may express the greatness of Allah for that upon which He has guided you and give glad tidings to those who do good. So, mashallah, if a person performs slaughtering, qurbani, that has too much ajr. That much ajr, that if a person performs this slaughtering and he does nothing else, it means spending money, etc. And the other person spends billions of billions dollars or pounds or rupees, but does not perform slaughtering. So that person who has performed slaughtering is more than that person, because it has been made sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And actually, as far as the sunnah is concerned, so we should know what the sunnah means. This is not fiqh sunnah, because fiqh sunnah is something else. This is wajib according to fiqh, but it is the procedure which has been adopted by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that's why it's called sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in that case, it becomes too much, because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was made to slaughter his son according to dream he saw, and he became ready for it and asked his son Ismail alayhi salam that I have seen in dream like this that I am slaughtering you. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, he was child at that time, but he came to know what is meaning of this. He told, do that what you have been told for, and you will find me among those who are patient. It means Ismail Islam understood this, what's going to go. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was bringing him to Mina, so Shaitan came at Jamar Aqaba and told him that your father is bringing you to be slaughtered. And he threw pebbles towards that and he disappeared. After that, he appeared at Jamra Wusta, the middle one. And again, he threw pebbles towards him and he disappeared. And after that, he came to Jamra which is in the start from Mina. And then he was thrown also, the pebbles were thrown towards him and he disappeared. After that, Ismail alayhi salam told Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that you should put me on facing towards earth and tie your eyes with something that you don't see me, and slaughter me with the very sharp knife that there should be no delay in following the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did so. But at that time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring sheep from Jannah and put before Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam was standing at a site, and then Hazrat Ibrahim salam used a knife, so then the neck was cut, and when he opened his eyes, he saw that Ismail alayhi salam standing beside, and sheep was cut. And at that time, wahi came, O Ibrahim, you made your dream true. So it means that Ibrahim alayhi salam was told to cut his son. So that is too much. That is too much. So if it is said that it is sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, so it means it is cumulative to that. So what is the standard behind it? You should understand that our cutting the animal, it is equivalent to cutting off Ismail Islam. So that becomes too much. Therefore, nobody can do this much sacrifice. So therefore, it has too much value. And nobody can do this much sacrifice. But to follow him only, this can be done. So therefore, at this day, no other activity has that much value before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what this thing is having. So therefore, we should perform this action accordingly. And there are hadiths. So I should narrate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the son of Adam does not do any action on the day of Nahr, it means animal slaughtering, which is more beloved in the sight of Allah than through animal slaughter causing the flow of blood. Verily, he will come on the day of resurrection with the reward of even the animal's horns, its hairs, and its hooves. The blood reaches an accepted position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it touches the earth. Therefore, bless a person's soul by sacrifice. So we should understand this. What does it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. For this, we are doing this action. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا لَكُمْ. It is to show our belief that Allah is the greatest. For this purpose, we are doing this. Companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, O Messenger of Allah, what are these sacrifices? He said, it's the sunnah of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. The companions inquired, what reward is there for us by this sacrifice? O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, every hair is equivalent to a reward. The companion inquired, what about the wool, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He answered, every fiber of wool would be equivalent to a reward. It means we should enjoy this much. We should enjoy these hasanat, these much hasanat by sacrificing a goat or sheep or any animal. So therefore, one thing is this, that we love many things. And we should love more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is understandable. How to show it that we love more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How to show? How to do this? So it means there should be some means that we should present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the lowliest, most, and that thing which we love most before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, we can please Him. So if this sacrifice is wajib for those who are Ahl Nisab, and wajib can be completed by just sacrificing the animal which is acceptable only, nothing more. But as far as the spirit of this action is concerned, we should sacrifice that animal which we love most which should be beautiful most and we should love most. How to make this? So there is a rule, sociological rule, we can say. If a person spends money, his body, uses his body for and uses his time for anything, so that is become, that becomes beloved. It means then one person love that. For example, if I make a house and I spend money on this and I spend time on this and spend I do myself work in this, so that then I love it. And anything, if we use these three things for, that becomes beloved. So therefore, we should take that animal which costs more and beautiful most. And we should take time, we should use our time to take care of that. And we should be busy in that khidma. So then what is, we shall be loving that. And we shall not be liking to cut it or to sacrifice it because we shall be loving it. But if we cut or sacrifice that, so it means these all things which all it loves for, we are, we use, this will be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will become the lowliest most for us. So this is actually the spirit of this sacrifice. So we should use it in this way. If those people who are in the countries where this cutting is not allowed, just like we were in Germany, so that was not allowed. So alhamdulillah, we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us chance that we went to the suburbs and we found the animal, we cut there and brought big. That just exceptional case. But it is just possible if a person make a keel in some other country where it is possible and he sends money for that, so that will be takmeel of wajib. It means wajib will be mukammal, it will be completed. One person can do it. Because by wakalat, one can arrange it anywhere. So it's not impossible. Some people are saying, oh, it's not possible, so they okay, it's maaf. No, no. There is a way to solve the problem. So we can do this way. If the animal is big, it means like cow, bull, and buffalo, and camel, then seven shares can be there in one. But if it is goat or sheep, so then there will be only one. One very big example we are having for this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed in Hajjatul Wada 100 camels. There could be possibility of 700 shares in these 100 camels. And only one was wajib. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. It means it does not depend upon just to complete wajib. It's that valuable thing that one can try for the best and for the more. There are some people who say that if it is nafli, so then you should use this money for poor people. There are people saying like this. But tell me, whether there were not poor people at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba or not, rich people. Mostly they were poor people. But what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did? He sacrificed 100 camels. Another thing that you can use this meat for the poor people. You can send to them. And poor people are not able to get meat all the time. So this is the best time for them to have meat. So you can give them meat. And inshallah, it will be yours. Further khairat. So you can do this way as well. And one should not make these things difficult for himself. These are not difficult, but our heart should be open for this. And we should try our best to sacrifice that animal which we consider the best. And then by this way, inshallah, we shall get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the main thing we can get in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do these things according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa ma alayna al-bala, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.